Fresh off last night's debate in Florida, both Mitt Romney and his running mate Paul Ryan will be here in Colorado at Red Rocks tonight for what the campaign is describing as a rally under the stars. Jody, this marks the first time that both candidates on the GOP ticket will be appearing together at a Colorado campaign event.
They haven't been strangers to Colorado, either of them, but Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney are trying to seal the deal, so to speak, at Red Rocks, and it's an interesting venue. It'll be a lot of people that'll be excited to see him, but a lot of Democrats are pointing out that it's kind of ironic that they're having it at Red Rocks, which is a public amphitheater that was actually paid for and federally sponsored by the Civilian Conservation Corps and not built by private money, which is one of Romney's political platforms, planks that he likes to point out.
Well, the other thing that we've got at stake now is voting is underway in Colorado. Mail ballots went out last week. I know my mail ballot is sitting on my kitchen table still. And early voting began yesterday. So do campaign stops and TV ads really make much of a difference after this week?
A good 70 to 80% of people vote before the actual election day on November 6th, at least according to past trends. So what we've seen is an earlier cycle in terms of TV ads and commercials and all of that. But as the time goes on, they probably become less relevant, except Colorado may be a little bit different this year because it is a swing state and the polls have both Romney and Obama statistically tied. Romney has pulled ahead a little bit by one percentage point, but it seems to go up and down depending on debates and when the polling was done and actually who did the polling as well. So I think we'll see probably a concerted effort, although apparently Obama, from what we understand, is spending a lot more time on some other more crucial swing states such as Ohio and Virginia. So I think Colorado may have slipped to the second tier of swing states, but I think we'll still get plenty of action on the political side.
Well, regardless, if Colorado has been bumped down to a second-tier swing state, the president will be in Denver tomorrow for a rally at City Park, another opportunity for him to maybe redeem himself in the eyes of his Colorado base after his somewhat lackluster performance at the University of Denver during the first debate. So here we are, exactly 2 weeks away from Election Day. If we don't see either candidate after their visits this week here in Colorado, Jody, what does each need to say while they are here to seal the deal?
I think what the Romney campaign needs to do and what they've been saying all along is that Obama hasn't done a good job and hasn't performed for the last 4 years and that Colorado and the nation need a change. And Mitt Romney's the candidate to bring around that change. On the other hand, Obama, I think, has pushed the fact that he's not done yet. He's acknowledges there is still some major issues to be addressed. And he also says that, you know, Romney is not good for the economy and particularly not good for women or Hispanics in terms of his voting record. So I think what you'll see from both candidates is trying to get out the women's vote, the Latino vote, and really try to make sure that their people go to the polls and fill out those mail-in ballots.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.